Welcome to Why Fish Radio. Why Fish is brought to you by Today's Tackle, Cats on the Red, and Trophy Cat Adventures. Now, here they are, Brad and Brad.
You know, Brad, I still really, really like that open. It just seems to always just get me fired up for some fishing. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I made it.
That maybe has something to do with it. I mean, the old one was nice. I always have had kind of a soft spot in my heart for that old folk tune, but it was time to change and move on to something new, and that kind of is where we're at as far as the fishing season's here.
Well, you know what? There's also some new things here on Why Fish. Today's show, we're going to introduce two things. First off, we have a forum for the show now where listeners can come in, tell us what they think, tell us their fish stories, show us their pictures. You know, that's pretty exciting stuff. It's still a work in progress, but it's still available for anybody who wants to use it. Just go to y-fish.com. It's right on the front page, right under the picture, and log in and tell us how we're doing. Tell us your stories and whatever else you want to talk about.
Exactly. Those kinds of forums have become a very popular vehicle for, you know, fishermen to keep in touch with each other over the past couple of years. And this will be another one out there for folks to check out. And we, you know, certainly look forward. We're very happy to have it online here and look forward to people using it. So please do check it out. Tell us your stories. Brag a little bit. You know, if you want to razz us for something, feel free to do so. Anything's fair game, I guess. So at any rate, check it out right at www.y-fish.com. Scroll down and you'll find the link right there.
Another exciting thing is we are introducing a brand new studio this week, capable of telephone interviews, which is that's really exciting because I've been working on that for quite some time. In fact, just a little bit down the show, we're going to have our very first telephone interview in this new studio. So looking a lot forward to that. We're going to talk to Eric Kubechka from Midcoda Solutions out of Bismarck, who is teamed up with us here at Why Fish to syndicate programming.
Well, that's it's going to be a great addition to the show. And like you say, I know you've been struggling with that one for a while. I mean, that's often the way it is with technology. It takes a little while to get the bugs out and get them up and running. But, you know, it looks like we've arrived on this one. And it certainly is going to add to the flexibility of the show, you know, because we can't always be with our guests right next door. And you know, it's a big world out there for fishing, and having that phone capability makes it a little bit smaller.
Well, and the other thing is we've got so many friends in the industry and people that we know that would be interesting information for the listeners, but like you said, it's a big world out there, and this is going to just help shrink it up a little bit and make it more accessible to us and to our listeners.
Yeah, so stay tuned, folks. There probably will be more of those, you know, kind of long-distance chats, and, you know, I think we have the capability here all three of us, you know, other Brad and I and whoever we're talking to, we can chat together at the same time this way. So it's going to be pretty cool to see this evolve and play around with a little bit. So, you know, like I say, stay tuned.
Well, more importantly, with you off doing stories and gallivanting around, you'll be able to co-host the show with me no matter where you're at.
Exactly. As long as there's a cell phone signal, anything's fair game. And I look forward to trying that. And, you know, of course, that was something I had hoped to be able to do this week. My plan today was to actually be on the Rainy River fishing, but that border river, you're at the mercy of Mother Nature, and when the runoff comes and the tributary streams open up and the river turns muddy, the walleye bite just absolutely shuts off. And it has happened. It happened about 2 days before I was supposed to go up and fish with a friend of mine up there, Tom Gonzo Stay of Baudette, Minnesota. And he called yesterday morning and said, you know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, he said, but you might as well stay home. I was expecting it, but, you know, still kind of disappointing.
Well, it's always disappointing when you have your heart set on a trip and things don't pan out, especially that. But at least you were warned ahead of time, unlike the much anticipated Last Ice Pike trip that panned out so well for us this past week. We had the whole gang. We had staff members. We had friends, all of us. It was just going to be a great, good time, guys-only weekend. And the guys-only weekend having a good time was okay, but the fish, boy, they just did not cooperate with us. And we got to see some rotten ice in the process.
Oh, yeah, the ice changed rapidly. But there was something just a little off about that bite this weekend, and I think the weather probably had something to do with it. You know, it started Friday morning. You got up there, I know, sometime Friday afternoon, and that wind absolutely howled. And while I guess it settled down for you out on the ice that night, we got out there Saturday morning. The wind was howling again. It was howling out of the southeast. It was downright cold out on that ice, even though the air temperature was pretty warm. I had a few flags fly that day. We missed a few fish. I suppose we put maybe 8-10 pike on the ice. But then, sure enough, the next day the wind switches and it's howling out of the north. So there's, you know, just some changes of brew on that weather, and it seemed to have really affected the fish.
It also seemed to affect the ice conditions, because when we started Saturday, we had a little trouble at the first access, but then it was nice solid ice and away we go getting set up. But Sunday, and if I can get a hold of this video and edit it down right, I'm going to put it on. We got some video of Brad here walking through the tip-up spread and going sploosh right up to his ankles. I mean, it was ice deterioration like I've never seen.
It was really going fast, and like you say, it was becoming so soft. I mean, you could actually stomp on the ice with your foot, and you would start breaking through. It was like being on a big, giant snow cone. And I would imagine now, you know, if that ice isn't completely gone and open water replaced by it next weekend, I'm going to be awfully surprised, because there was just a lot of really fast changes there.
Ice fishing is officially over.
And you know what? I'm ready for it to be over. I mean, I like ice fishing as much as the next person, but, you know, as the old bird song went, to everything, there's a season, and it's a season for open water right now, and I'm ready for it and looking forward to it. And we have a pretty good trip on the books coming up here in a couple of weeks. So, you know, stay tuned. We'll be talking to you hopefully about some big sturgeon. But in the meantime, I guess, you know, like you say, close the books on this winter. And if I was to give it a letter grade, I'd maybe give it a C. It was an average winter at best.
That's what I think I'm going to go with. It started out with a bang. Definitely had a potential. But those last few, in the case of a test, the last few questions got us. That essay question must have been it.
But yeah, something was wrong. You know, maybe we were holding our tongues wrong, something. But those fish just were really hard to come by. And, you know, I guess, you know, maybe part of it dates back to the very first walleye I caught of the winter. It was a 26.5-inch walleye. It was my biggest of the year. And, you know, when you catch a fish like that right out of the gate, maybe there's only one place for the season to go, and that's downhill. But, I mean, don't get me wrong. I caught fish. I had some great times, but it was not the fast action I've had some winters.
Well, we're just about to go to our very first telephone interview in the new studio. But before we go on to that, we want to remind you all, only 1 month left to get signed up for the fishing trip with Kent over at Cats on the Red. I said it again.
It's like an old record. What he means to say is Kent at Trophy Cat Adventures right here in Grand Forks, North Dakota. I'll give you a little hand there.
Yeah, thanks. Just send us your name, address, and telephone number to contest@yfishradio.com. And then on to our next sponsor, who's our friend Stu at Cats on the Red. See, I got it right that time. And catfish, I mean, everybody's such good friends in this community that you get them messed up. But their season is closed now until mid-May when everything gets winding up again. But that doesn't mean you can't book your trip with Stu up there. Catsonthered.net, and give him a call. What's the phone number?
That'd be area code 204-757-9876. And, of course, you know, one of the best parts of any fishing trip is the anticipation, the planning. See, I got my tongue tied there too. But it, you know, it's looking forward to those trips. I mean, what better way to do it than to book a trip up to Cats on the Red? You have so much potential there. I mean, big catfish. I mean, if you want to venture out to some other waters nearby, you can play around with the walleyes. Just a lot of possibilities. So, you know, check him out or check out his website, www.catsonthered.net, and bring on summer.
And not to forget today's tackle, who has the Wave Buster Bobber. We're all going to need a handful of those this summer, too. And check them out at the net, on the net at todaystackle.com. But here we go, the first interview in our new studio. I hope you guys enjoy it, and we'll be back when it's all done. All right, folks, here we are with the very first telephone interview on Why Fish Radio. And it's an exciting interview because not only are we using our new equipment, but we're teaming up with another company to syndicate Why Fish Radio programs so more listeners can be entertained by what our listeners we already have already known. And I'm joined by the president of Midcoda Solutions from Bismarck, Eric Kabishta. Eric, how you doing? And welcome to Why Fish Radio.
Pretty good. Thank you very much, Brad. And I'm doing great today.
Well, that's great to hear. Now, we've been working on this job of getting these two sites together and serving up the Why Fish, and you do a lot of other things with outdoor media. But first, tell us kind of what got you started in this whole adventure.
Well, I think there's probably a lot of things, but, you know, to make a really long story short, I was tired of traveling outside of the United States every other week, and I decided to give that up and start my own company and get into online and internet services, which has been our focus for the past about 2 years. So that's, you know, kind of where the company came from, and the whole idea of, you know, internet streaming video and internet streaming audio. It just kind of grew out of, you know, multiple different projects that we worked on, and it's growing and growing, and, you know, here we are at this great stage in the overall process.
Well, my listeners have been kind of used to the whole online audio video thing because we've been doing it for quite some time, but you've taken it a step further. You're actually going to be syndicating and bringing many shows together in one location for everyone.
Yep. Our concept is taking lots of different websites and taking lots of different multimedia content providers, whether that's radio content or video content, and really syndicating all those things together. So a content provider that produces a radio show can syndicate that to, you know, not only his own website, but say 10 or 12 or 15 other websites that we add into our network. And the same with, you know, video and so on. So it's just a way for content providers to generate a larger audience for their streaming content. And at the same time, it's a way for websites to be able to add new content to their websites without having to invest in the technology that you have to invest in to put a great radio show together.
Well, I'll be the first one to tell my listeners it has not been an easy road getting all the content together. It's been a very entertaining and educational road, but it has not been a very quick and easy process, and I think you're going to allow that to be a little bit quicker and a little bit easier. Am I right?
Yep, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring a lot of people together.
Now, one of the things we've kind of started on outdoors, and before I move on to my next question, why don't you tell the listeners what you have besides us at Y-Fish Radio?
Okay. Our company operates in you know, in various different forms, a lot of different outdoor properties, and it's all under a large umbrella that we call the Total Outdoor Network. And our biggest one is FishingBuddy.com, but then we have NorthStarOutdoors.com, Nebraska Outdoors, South Dakota Outdoors, and so on. And they're really content-driven sites. You know, they're community sites for people that, you know, want to find out where the fish are biting and want to find out what's happening in their state and, you know, the fishing and hunting world. On top of that, we are, you know, obviously starting to syndicate now the radio show from Y-Fish Radio across all of our outdoor sites. But we're also doing video content from different video content providers. And we're in really a lot of different deals and different negotiations right now to really increase that content, you know, from providers all over the United States.
Now, you said before we went on, and I want you to just touch on this, is you're not going to be just outdoors. You're going to be doing a little bit of everything with this process. So it's not limited to Y-Fish or North Dakota Outdoors or anything. It can eventually be a whole realm of whatever.
Right. We are interesting. We just launched a new website this weekend in a partnership with another small company here in Bismarck called Bizman Live, and the site is all about local entertainment. So as part of that website, and obviously there's a calendar of events, who's playing where, what entertainment is going on, but we're also using our Mid-Coda Media Services Network to allow local bands and local performers to get their content streaming on the internet, and it really cost them hardly anything than the time it took them to, you know, record that track and lay it down. So, you know, we're able to offer that service now to these local musicians, and we're giving something to the fans of local music here in town to hear that music. So that's just one example of, you know, what we can use this media network for, and it, you know, just like you said, Brad, it's not just outdoors, it's really anything. It's anything that, you know, customers want to hear, watch, or listen to.
And while we're on the subject of anything, where can my listeners who want to go look into some of that music stuff and some other shows, where can they get a hold of basically the umbrella site to where this is all happening?
The kind of the top level site they can go to is media.midcotasolutions.com, and Midcota is just spelled M-I-D-K-O-T-A. And on that site, you'll find information about the overall service itself. And then links to a lot of the different websites that we're partnered with, including the Y-Fish site. You know, and then, you know, if they want individual stuff, they can check out, you know, obviously Y-Fish.com and see what's going on there on the media page. They can go to FishingBuddy.com. They can go to BizmanLive.com and just check it out and see the different types of streaming content that are out there.
Well, this is pretty exciting for everybody involved, I think. I know I've been working with you now for a couple of months, and
Yep. Everything's
kind of getting going, and it just hits at the perfect time because we're introducing new technology on our end. And you know, another big thing is our internet rankings are huge right now, and our listenership has never been high. So this, I can't think of a better way to gain more listeners and more viewers than with this partnership.
I agree, and I hope that, you know, we can provide a strong listener base to you. And I think, you know, as more and more, and I think it's something that takes a little bit of growth. You know, I think, you know, the first day that we launched, you know, we had a few listeners, but then it starts to grow and it starts to grow because, you know, once somebody hears the show once and realizes that, hey, this is something that I'm interested in, this is something I want to listen to, they're going to come back next week and listen to it again. And, you know, just like you didn't have, you know, all your listeners overnight, you know, over time, you know, across these different websites, it's just going to help, you know, increase that reach that, you know, you're getting your message to.
Well, Eric, it's been a pleasure having you on the air, and I hope to have you back on Why Fish, because I think we're going to have a long and prosperous relationship between the two entities, and best of luck to you in the future ventures.
Well, thank you very much, Brad, and I thoroughly enjoyed being on the show tonight. My first radio interview ever, and I was just excited to be here and excited to be working with you.
I'll make a note of that in the show descriptions.
Okay.
And that concludes this week's edition of Why Fish Radio. Until next time, keep your hook in the water, keep your line tight, and most of all, keep it fun.
Thank you for listening to Why Fish Radio. Be sure to tune in next time for another Adventures in Fishing. For more information, log on to whyfishradio.com.